Begin the current daf, Masechet Shkalim, daf Chav Beis. Begin on the bottom of Chav Aleph and Beis, three lines up from the bottom of the Amud. But the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. And the Gemara continues on the theme of the previous Mishnah. It's talking about the halachas of Tuma that relate to items of Kodesh, of things regarding items in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah tells us that, Besar Kodshe Kodshim Shenitma, regarding pieces of meat that are Kodshe Kodshim, for example, Karban Chatas, Karban Ashram, that are Kodshe Kodshim, that became Tamei. So then we have a four-way machloikas regarding their status about what to do about them. So the first opinion tells us that bein bi avatama, whether it is something that's kachi kachim, that became tama from an avatama, which is a source, let's say a sheretz, bein bivladatama, whether it became tama from a derivative of tama, bein bifnim, whether it became tama inside, bein bichutz, whether it became tama outside. So the first opinion regarding these cases is beishame. Beishame emrim, Hakol Yisarf Bifnim. All these cases, again, whether it became Tamei inside, outside, Avatam, Avladatam, they get burnt inside. That's the base Hadesh, and this was the place of where they would burn everything in the Azara. They would burn all the Psulim of Kachay Kachim. And the reason is why Beishame hold you would do it inside is because there's a specific halacha that says anything that's Psulim by Kodesh, it's a maldation, is an item of Hekdesh. It's siphonized by Kodesh. You have to burn it in the area of Kodesh, which is in this Beis Hadeshin, where they would burn everything inside, and therefore all the things, whether Av, Vlad, Bifnim, Bechutz, would be burnt inside. Chutz, there's one exception. Mishneitma ba'av hatoma bechutz. If it became Tamei by an Avatoma, which is a Chomer type of a Toma, that's one thing going against it. You don't want to bring Tamei into the Beis HaMikdash. Another thing is that it became possible when it was outside Bechutz. So therefore, you have these two negatives, so you don't bring it into the Azara, because since it wasn't Psulim Bakoidish, it was outside, and therefore you don't bring it inside. That's the opinion of Beishame. Beisil Oimrim, Hakol Yisarf Bechutz. Now everything gets burned on the outside. Chutz, the exception is the other way, Mishenitma Bavlad HaTomim Bifnim. If it was only became Tamei from Avlad HaTomim, which is a lower level Tomei, and it was inside, so you have two things working for it to stay inside. A, its tumma was bakodesh, it was inside. And the tumma was a more lenient type of a tumma, only a vlada tumma. Therefore, you keep it inside. But had it become tummy from an ava tumma, even if it was bifnim, you would not leave tumma inside until the time that it comes to burn it. Rather, you would take it right away outside, and you would burn it outside. That's the opinion of Bishol. Now we continue to talk about Chav. Third opinion, Belazimer, he says a different difference. He says, Shenitma ba'avatum, if it became tummy from an avatumum, then be'bifnim be'bechutz, yisarf be'bechutz. Then whether if it became tummy inside or outside, you would burn it outside, because it's an avatumum. Shenitma ba'vladatum, if it became tummy from a vladatum, then be'bechutz be'bifnim, yisarf be'bifnim. Then either way, even if it became tummy outside, you would burn it inside, because since min ha'tayr, it is tar, it's only a vladatum, which is rabbinic. So therefore, even if it became tummy outside, you would still fulfill its chiv, its mitzvah, of doing sereifasa b'kodesh and burning it inside. And the final opinion, B'kivaymer, he says, Makam tumasai, sham sereifasai. A place of where it became tummy, that's where you burn it. So no matter if it's a av or a vlad, if it's inside or outside, if it was found inside, you burn it inside. If it became tummy outside, you burn it outside. Now, there's a machlekes in the Gemara regarding the actual case conceptualization that we have this four-way machlekes on. We spoke about two different cases, Av HaTomah and Vlad HaTomah. And then it depended if they were inside and outside, and I have the four opinions regarding that case. So this is a machlekes. Bar Kapara Amar, he says that when it said in the Mishnah Av HaTomah, it meant Dva HaTorah. It meant something that biblically, because you only have an Av HaTomah that is Deiraisa, so we're talking about an Av HaTomah, which is the source of Tomah, that meant something that was transmitted Tomah to this carbon that's Kachim Kachim Min HaTorah. Vladatum, when you use the term of Vladatum, a derivative of Tumah, in the Mishnah, we meant something that's midivreim, that's only Tumah midrabbanan. And that is, when he said when the Mishnah said Avatumah, that's obviously is talking about a deraisa. But a Vladatumah could either be talking about a case deraisa, that it's a rishon latumah, that's a derivative, or could be a case of dirabbanan. For example, as we spoke about in the previous Mishnah, the previous staff, if let's say this kachay kachim, this piece of meat of a karmachatas, for example, touched a liquid. Now, min ha'tayra, liquids, food items and drinks and beverages, they do not transmit tumah to a vessel. Because a food item does not become an avatumah, and a kli can only become a rishon from an avatumah. Now, the Rabban, however, made a gzeira that all beverages should be able to transmit tumah to a vessel, and that was because of a concern, because the liquid from a zav and a zava, whether it be their spit or the semen, is an avatama, and that does transmit tumah to a piece of meat to become tameh. And therefore, we said that all liquids will have midrabanan that halacha. And that is what the Gemara, that's what Bar Kappara is saying, the Mishnah means to say when it says the other case of Lada Tumah meant a derivative of Tumah midrabanan. Because Minat Torah, it's not even of Lada Tumah, because again, a vessel does not become from a beverage. Now, and again, when it said Nava Tumah, it meant because it was picking a case that only is Tumah Midaraisa, but that wasn't the purpose of Avatama and Vladatama, to say that one is a higher level Tumah, one's a lower level. It was picking Avatama because that has to be Daraisa. And when they used Vladatama, it was because that was the case they were using for the Rabbana, because that's only where we have that case, the Rabbana, but it's not every Vladatama. It was a reference to a derivative of Tumah, which is Rabbinic. In the sense, again, of the other beverages, which are only going to be Tami, this Karbon is the different kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, which in this case we're talking about the Kachim, is Tumah that became Tameh from Adirabana. That's Bar Kappara's opinion. B'yechnu Namar, he says, no, Bein Zeh, Dvar Tara, both cases in our Mishnah, the Avatama and the Vlada Tumah, we're talking about biblical Tumas, and that if the Vlada Tumah was a case, for example, if let's say this meat touched a vessel that had touched one of the liquids of a Zav or a Zava. Now, The Zava's liquid is an avatama, which makes that vessel that touched it into a vladatama, and that's biblically a rishon latama. Now, therefore, the piece of meat that we're talking about in the Mishnah of the kachikachim, when it touches that, it becomes a shein latama, and that's because a kli could become a rishon latama, and therefore, if it touches an oichel, it makes it into a sheini. That's Rabbi Yechon's opinion. So, we have a machlekes regarding the interpretation of what does it mean vladatama. Does it mean that's a case of drabanan? And that's why we have this machlekes regarding if there's discrepancies in the Vlada Tumah. Or is it like Rabbi Yechanan that says, no, the Vlada Tumah is also a case d'araisa, it's just a lower level Tumah. Now, the Gemara asks, the kashad Rabbi Yechanan al debei shamai. Now, according to Rabbi Yechanan's interpretation, that our Mishnah was talking about all d'araisas, and Vlada is also d'araisa, just a lower level Tumah, but then Bishami's opinion is difficult the way Rabbi Yechanan is interpreting. Because the Bishami said in our Mishnah, hakol yisarf bifnim, everything, all types of Tumah are burnt inside, except if it has two things going against it, A, it became Tameh outside, and it was an Avatamah, so then you burn it outside. But then that's difficult, because according to Rabbi Yechanan, Ma bein Avatamah b'chutz, what's the difference? If it became Tameh from an Avatamah on the outside, Ma bein Vladatamah b'chutz, and what's the difference if it became Tameh from only a Vladatamah on the outside? B'zeh v'zeh loy dvar tarhu? Isn't it, according to Rabbi Yechanan's opinion, both the Vlada Tumah and the Avatumah both deraisa, so therefore, what is the difference according to Beis Shammai? That he says that even if it's outside, but if it's only a Vlada Tumah, then you burn it inside. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, Vlada Tumah is a case of deraisa. So yes, it's a lower level Tumah, but it's still deraisa. What would be the difference if it's deraisa and it was outside, that he would allow it to come and bring it to burn it inside? But then the Gemara says, "Vafel al debeis hilal loy mekasha." But then the Gemara says, "What do you mean? And you think Rabbi Yechanan's opinion is not difficult, even according to Beis Hillel's opinion?" Because we learned in our mission that Beis Hillel Amar, Hakol Yisarf Bechutz. Beis Hillel holds to the contrary. Everything's burnt outside. Chutz, Mashenitma Bevlada Tumah Bifnim. Except if it became Tummy inside and it was only a Vlada Tumah. Two things working for it. But then, again, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's difficult because Ma bin Vlad HaTumah Bifnim, Ma bin Avatumah Bifnim. What is the difference according to Beis Hillel if it became Tummy inside from a Vlada Tumah or Avatumah? That he sends the Avatumah out, but Vlada Tumah lets to stay inside. Aren't they both midaraisa? Because Rabbi Yechanan interpreted the Vlada Tumah as daraisa too, just lower. So why, according to Beis Hillel, would it make a difference if it's a Vlada or Av, that he allows the Vlada to stay in and Av to go out? Rather, the Gemara says that the Chazal, they only were inquiring to understand our Mishnah. Their Shakla Vatari was only to explain the Mishnah according to Bar Kappara, as we just said, because Rabbi Yechanan's opinion was very difficult in understanding our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, but Bekasha de Bar Kappara de Beis Shammai. So we said Rabbi Yechanan's opinion is not tenable, but then Bar Kappara's opinion also has difficulties, because the way Beis Shammai says, the Beis Shammai Oimrim, Hakol Yisarf Bifnim. Beis Shammai said that everything is burnt inside, Chutz Mishnitma B'Avatam B'Chutz, except for an Avatama that what became Tami outside, that then you burned it outside. But according to Bar Kappara, that's also difficult, because Ma Bein Avatama, what's the difference regarding an avatama, bein b'chutz, bein b'fnim. What's the difference if it became tummy inside or outside? But zeh vezeh loy dvar tarhu, aren't they both midaraisa? They're both avatumas that are deraisa. So according to Bar Kapara, even that's difficult because ma bein avatuma. What is the difference in avatuma itself? Bein b'chutz bein b'fnim, whether it became tummy inside or outside the area of the Beis Hamikdash. Zeh vezeh loy dvar tarhu, aren't they both midaraisa? In other words, the tuma itself should tell us, is this a tuma that's allowed inside or not? And therefore, if you tell me that's an avatuma and therefore it has to be burnt outside, so why, if it became tummy inside, do we leave it inside? What's the difference? That seems to be challenging to understand Bishami's opinion, even according to Bar Kapara. So that the Gemara answer is no, because that's not difficult, because Begindri Rebbe Kiva Amar, Bishami was going in this sense, like Rebbe Kiva's opinion that's mentioned in our Mishnah, that Makim Tumasai Sham Teisrefase, the place where it became tummy, that's where you burn it. And that's why Bishami held that an avatama, if it became tummy inside, you burn it inside, became tummy outside, then you burn it outside. However, Bishami did say, as obviously we have four different opinions, Bishami's opinion is not Rebbe Kiva's opinion. He said one more, and that's where he differed with Rebbe Kiva, and that is he held that a vlad atuma, since, as we're going with Bar Kapara's opinion, that it's tar midiraisa, because a vlad atuma is only tar midirabanan, so therefore, you could even burn it inside and bring it inside, not like Rebbe Kiva, so although he holds, essentially, like Rebbe Kiva's idea, and that's why in the Raisa of Avatama, he does differentiate if it became tummy inside, you burn it inside, it's outside, you burn it outside. But on that is where he argues, Rebbe Kiva says, but if it became tummy outside, only of Lata Tumma, which only Drabbanan, then even that you could bring inside because it's only rabbinic. Then the Gemara says, Vafil al-Debeis Hillel Mikasha, so what do you tell me that Bar Kapara is not difficult, even according to Beis Hillel's opinion? But the Beis Hillel Amar, Beis Hillel said, Hakol Yisarf Bachutz. Beis Hillel said, everything is burnt outside. Chutz, the one exception is Mishnitma Bevladatum Bifnim. If it became tummy with a Vladatum inside. Now, that's also difficult. Ma bein Vladatum, bein Bifnim, bein Bechutz. What is the difference? If it became tummy from a Vladatum, if it became tummy inside or outside, Zeveze Limit of Reimhu, aren't they both Drabanan? Again, what's the difference from inside or outside? It's only rabbinic. And therefore, why if it's tummy outside, are you not allowed to bring it inside? If it's only rabbinic, you should be like Bishame. That Bishame held that where it became tummy, that's where you keep it. But when it's rabbinic, you could bring it inside. So why be here? Obviously, Bishame lets you leave it inside if it became tummy inside because it's only rabbinic. So why, if it became tummy outside, can't you not also bring it inside? It's only rabbinic. And that the Gemara says that's not difficult because begin to Reb Shimon Amar. And this, Bishame was going along the lines of what Reb Shimon had said. That machalai umashkar shal mitzayra, that the food items and the beverages of mitzayra, mishtalchen chutz l'shalash machnes, are sent out of the three machnes, machnes shchina, machnes levia, and machnes yisrael. And the Gers is supposed to say that ein mevin l'gimel machnes, that you can't bring it into the three machnes. And that's why, if something became tummy outside, that you're right, if it was only a vlad atum and became tummy inside, but still holds you could burn it inside. Now, it's only rabbinic. You see, you can burn it inside, so why can't you even import and bring it from outside? And that is really coming from Rabbi Shimon, that something that's tummy outside, even if it's only rabbinic, a vlada tamad rabbanan, you're not allowed to bring it inside, as we find by Rabbi Shimon, that even the food items and the beverages of mitzayra, we say you leave it outside, you can't bring it inside, and that's where Bishul is coming from. So therefore, we go according to the opinion of Bar Kapara, and that's how we interpret the Mishnah, that avatama was deraisa, and the vladatama was only drabbanan, not like Rabbi Yechon, who said that the vladatama was deraisa, just like the avatama, because then it would be difficult to understand the opinions of Bishame and Bishul in our Mishnah. Now we continue with the next Mishnah, the final Mishnah of Masechet Shkalim. So the Mishnah says that Ivari HaTamid, the limbs of a carbon tamid. Now, the way that would work with the transportation of the different limbs to the Mizbeach, where they would be sacrificed over there, the Kehanim, they would merit the bringing of them to do this Avodah through a lottery with the different limbs of the carbon tamid. Now, when they would bring it up, they wouldn't bring it up at one time. Rather, before it was brought up to the area on top of the Mizbeach, first, Nitanin Mechatzi Kevesh Ulamata B'mayr. First, it was put on the bottom half of the ramp towards the western side. So basically, if you're looking up at the ramp towards the Mizbech, you're putting it on your left side on the bottom half. And that's because the width of the ramp was 16 amos. Now, if you split that 16 in half, you have 8. So on the western side, on those 8, it was where they would put the limbs of the carbon tumah, which was brought every single day. Shel Musaf, and regarding the carbon musaf, which was only on special occasions, that was Nitani Mechatzi Kevesh Ulamata B'Mizrach. That was put on the bottom half of the ramp towards the right side, which was on the Mizrach. Sharosh Chadashim, if you have the Kabbalah of Rosh Chodesh, that was Nitani Al Karkav HaMizbech Mil Malam. That was put on the Karkiv, which the Gemara will explain what this is, was put on top of the Mizbeach by the Karkiv. Now the Mishnah continues and says, Hashkolim Habikurim, regarding what this Masechta is talking about, Shkolim, which are the Machzah Shekel that every person donates every single year for the purpose of buying karbanis that the tzibur have to bring, and the Bikurim, which are the first fruits a person brings of the Shibas Aminim in Eretz Yisrael, Einu Noegin El Bifnei Abayis. These two halachas only apply at the time when the Beis HaMikdash is still around. And the reason is because shkolim are purposes for purchasing karbanis, and now when there's no karbanis, there's obviously no need for shkolim. And bikurim is because it says in the pasuk, gracious bikuri ad mascha, the first of your fruits of your land, tavi beis Hashem alekecha, you should bring to the house of Hashem your God, which means when you have a bias of Hashem alekecha, then you bring bikurim. And when there is no beis Hashem alekecha, then you do not bring the bikurim. Aval meiser dagan, however, meiser of the grain, which since the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is not bottled, there's still the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, so the tenth of the person's crop, u'meiser behem, and the tenth of a person's flock, which however the Gemara at the end of the last parak of Masechtas Becheiris says that they were mevatel this halacha because of takala, because of things that might cause problems with the sanctity, but mitzad the halacha, this halacha of meiser behema also still applies of the tenth of every animal. U'becheiris, and the firstborns of the animal, noigin beib mifnei habayis, u'bein shleib mifnei habayis. That applies whether the Beis HaMikdash is around, or even like it is today, that the Beis HaMikdash is not around. Now, hamakdish shkolim u'bikurim. If someone sanctifies the shkolim or bikurim, which does not apply today, it only applies at the times of when there's a Beis HaMikdash. So if someone does that today, when it's not applicable, so we have a machlekes. Tanakama says, harei zekaydish. However, they do attain the sanctity of shkolim and bikurim. Shimon Omer, he argues, he says, ha'ayme bikurim kaidish ain't kaidish. If someone says that these bikurim, these first fruits, are kaddish, he wants to make them as bikurim, they do not become kaddish, they do not become holy. That's because the pasuk explicitly says, tavi beis Hashem lekecha, that you have to bring it to the house of Hashem your God. Now that there is no beis HaMikdash, so even if someone separates it, b'diavad, they will not have sanctity, and the shame of bikurim is not chal on them, again, at a time when there is no beis HaMikdash around. Now the Gemara explains that we said from the karbanis of the limbs where they're put, we said by Rish Chodesh, they're put on the karkav of the Mizbech. So the Gemara asks, Ezehu karkav Mizbech, what is this karkav of the Mizbech? So that is Amma being Karen LeKaren. There was an Amma between the horns. The horns on the corners of the Mizbech were an Amma squared. Now that means between the horns, there was an Amma where people couldn't walk. And then there was Mokum Hilich Rak LeKaren. There was space of an Amma beyond that Amma where the Kohen would walk. That was the karkav of Mizbeach. That's so between the horns and there, that was the karkav. That's where they would put the limbs of the karbanis of the Rish Chodesh. Now, related to what we were speaking about, since our Mishnah mentioned the Musafim that come on Shabbos and they come on Rish Chodesh, so the Gemara has the following question. Musvi Shabbos, Musvi Rish Chodesh. If you have the karban Musaf of Shabbos and you have the karban Musaf of Rish Chodesh, mi kaidim. So let's say you have what's called Shabbos Rish Chodesh. Which one is brought first? Do you bring the Karban Musaf first, or do you bring the Karban of the Musaf of Rish Chodesh, or the Musaf of Shabbos first? So Rabbi Yirmiyah Sava Meir, Rabbi Yirmiyah thought to say that Musaf Shabbos and Musaf Rish Chodesh, if you have these two to choose from, Musaf Rish Chodesh Karban, that you'll bring the Karban Musaf of Rish Chodesh first. And the Gemara says, Chayli the Rabbi Yirmiyah min Hada, the support of Rabbi Yirmiyah was coming from the Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah that says Shirish Al Shabbos Veshivish Rish Chodesh. Let's say you have a choice. Which song to sing, which was the song of Shabbos or the song of Rish Chodesh, when the Levim would sing, Shirish Rish Chodesh Kaidim, so the song of Rish Chodesh would come first. Now, therefore, you see that when you have a choice between these two, Rish Chodesh takes precedence, and therefore, when you have these two Karban Musafim, he held that the Musaf Rish Chodesh comes first. However, the Gemara says, no, Amr B'yesa, Shani Hitaman, that halacha of the Shira is different than halacha of which one comes first for the Karban Musaf. Because the Amr B'chib Hashem Rabbi Yechanan, that whole reason why we choose Rish Chodesh for the song over Shabbos is Kedei Lefarsamai Uladiyash Rish Chodesh. That's to publicize it, that everyone should know and recognize it, that it's Rish Chodesh today. In other words, that Bezdin has concluded and decided that there is a Kedusha of Rish Chodesh today according to the Halacha. And that is, people shouldn't think maybe it's not really Rish Chodesh, because most of the people didn't necessarily see the Chiddush of the Levana of it becoming Rish Chodesh. And therefore, that's only a halacha that applies to the shir, because we want to publicize it. However, Baram, Hacha, and the Girsa takes out the line basically from Ketzad, Hoyoisa, Sheikhid, Musri Shabbos, Baimalein Shurish, Rish Chodesh, and it skips to Baram. However, Hacha over here, Musri Shabbos and Musri Rish Chaydish, Musri Shabbos Kaidman here wouldn't be that halacha, because again, there was only because we wanted to publicize Rish Chaydish, that's why it chose that song. But regarding Karbonus of Musaf, the Musaf of Shabbos comes first. And why is that? Hashem, based on the halacha of Kalatad Mechaver, Kaidman's Chaver, whichever one is more constant, that's the one that comes before the other one. And since Shabbos is more often the Rish Chaydish, so the Musaf of Shabbos is more Tadr, and therefore it takes precedence over the Musaf of Rish Chaydish. Now the Girsa of the Goyin adds on, and therefore Ketzer Dewaisa. So what does one do? Because you have an interesting combination. As the Gemara says, Sheikhid Musri Shabbos, what you do is you first lord of the Musaf of Shabbos, V'aim Ralein, Shal Rish Chaydish, and what you're going to do is you're going to be singing the song of Rish Chaydish. So although we had this question, which song do you sing, and which Kav Musaf, you're singing the song of Rish Chaydish, because you want to publish Rish Chaydish. But you're not doing the Kav Musaf of Rish Chaydish. You're actually doing the Kav Musaf of Shabbos and singing the song of Rish Chaydish at the same time. Now, Mishnah told us that Shkolim u'Bikurim v'chulu. Regarding donating Shkolim and Bikurim, Bizman Hazeh, so we have this machlokes regarding what happens after the fact, if one did it anyway. So on that, the Tanakhama said that it will have Kedusha. And Mishnah argued, he says that regarding the halacha of Bikurim, it will not have Kedusha. So the Gemara makes a diuk. And the inference, it says, Hashkalim Kachu. He only argues on the case of Bikurim, but that Shkalim would have a sanctity if one does and donates Shkalim, Bizman Hazeh, it will have that sanctity. However, the Gemara does bring that Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Reb Shimon, he has a different version of Reb Shimon that argues on the Tan of our Mishnah, is quote of Reb Shimon. And he says, Bein Elu, Vein Elu, Loi Kachu. No, that neither the Bikurim, like the Tan of our Mishnah says, or even the Shkalim, has Kedusha Bizman Hazeh. So now the Gemara says, relating to this Tani, we learned in Masechtas Kris and Daf Testament Aleph, Ger Bizman Hazeh, a Ger in today's time. So there's no more Beis HaMikdash. So what he has to do is, Tzarech Lehevi Kina, he has to bring his pair of bird offerings. Rivis Kesef, what that means is he has to bring a quarter of a silver dinner, because what that means is when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, then he's going to have to bring his kin. And we say because there's a chiv of carbon that has to come from the Ger. Now, a carbon is not brought less than a quarter of a silver din. It's not possible because you can't find a ken less than that. As the Gemara said in the Mishnah, va'amdu kinah b'arbasayim, but it's not going to be less. So therefore, what he has to do is, he has to designate that amount of money so that when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, he'll be able to bring it. However, Amar Reb Shimon bitler b'yichon mitzakai m'neyata kala. B'yichon mitzakai was bevatal this halacha of the ger designating a quarter of a silver dinner for his chiyav of bringing his pair of bird offerings because of the takala, of the danger that might come from it, that because you're not allowed to have enough from it, and it's going to be around, and you said this has sanctity, we don't want someone to, by mistake, being moil in that kedusha. Now the Gemara asks, ma b'meha takala? What does it mean because of the takala that applies to the quarter of the silver dinner that the ger it would be separating? So the Gemara says, kahadot detani, like this that we learned. A makdishin, a person is not supposed to make items hektish, and not do, as it says in the Torah, certain values that people have based on their years, whether they be male or female, which also is a certain type of hektish, and we don't do a certain type of hektish of cherim, which is not a cherim of putting someone in nida, but rather as the Torah talks about, which that has halacha of kodesh like hektish, as the pasuk says, kol cherim kodshei kodshim, and the Gersa takes out the words of lo magbin trumas and meisers. Bezman says, so we don't do hektish, we don't do haracha, we don't do cherim, we don't do these types of hektish in today's times. However, ve'im hektish, if someone did do hektish, oy herich, oy hechrim, and the Gersa takes out the words ohigbiyah, then what do you do with these items? They have sanctity, but you don't want it hanging around because people might misappropriate this kedusha. Saksus tisarf, if it's a cloth, then you burn it. Habehema tiyakar, if it's an animal, you uproot it. In other words, because we don't want it to be around to cause a takala for people having hana from the hektish. So first, it interrupts by asking Kate that how does one uproot? We know you burn the cloth. What do you do to the animal? Noil b'fenah hadalis, you just close the door in front of it, v'himesemela, and it dies by itself. And that's how you get rid of the animal. Again, not that people should have hana from it. And then finally, v'hamayis, if it's money, then you throw it to the Dead Sea. And the reason why it picks Yam HaMelech is because if you were throwing it to the other rivers, you would first have to pulverize it because people might find it in those rivers. And again, they might have enough from something that's Aser. But in the Yam HaMelech, you can throw it in as it is because of the properties, the chemical properties that are in the Yam HaMelech. And that's why it picks the case of throwing it to the Yam HaMelech. Now the Gemara asks, however, of a vehikdash, if regarding the case of the quarter of the silver dinner that the ger is supposed to designate before they were mevatlet, but then they were mevatlet. Now, if the ger does it anyway, even though they said they shouldn't because of the takala might come out of it, however, if he does it, what's the halacha? If will it have kedusha b'diavad, and it will be like we quoted before regarding if someone made hektish or cheirim that the Mishnah said that you have to throw the money into Yam HaMelech? Or do we say that no, that now that we were mevatlet, it won't even have a kedusha on it whatsoever? So on that, the Gemara says, "Mimad de Amr Reb Shimon." From this, Reb Shimon said that Bitler Reb Yochanan Mezakim Netakala, that Reb Yochanan Mezakim was mevatel this chiv of the ger because of the stumbling block that it might cause. Now that sounds like that he wasn't really mevatel it; it was only because of the takala, the stumbling block that might come out of it. Which sounds like, but b'diavad it would have the kedusha because the halacha is still around. It's just that we didn't want the stumbling block that comes from it. So Hadamar, from there you say that of a hikdash kachru, that if the ger was aiver, he transgressed this takan of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, and he set aside this quarter of Revi'ah's dinner for his carbon that he has to bring, then it will have the kedusha, it will have the sanctity. However, the Gemara asks, but Rabbi Yehuda Antudarya, which was the name of his place, he asked Bayu Kumir Rabbi, he asked in front of Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Hocha'at, hear you, Reb Shimon, Mektinya on Talmud Beis, Amar, you say, regarding this case of the quarter of the silver dinner of the ger, as we just quoted, the kachru, you say that it does have kedusha. As he said, it's only because of takala that he said you shouldn't, but if it was done, then as we were mashmia from his words, that it would have kedusha. Yet v'hachat, Amar like kachru, but here, over here, regarding the halachis in our Mishnah, Masechta Shkalim, and that is Reb Shimon's version of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. According to Reb Shimon, he said that even by Shkalim, there's not going to be Kedusha, even b'diavad. Now, why is there a difference between the two of them? And that is as follows. There were two cases we spoke about in our Mishnah. We had Bikurim, and we had the case of Shkalim. If one goes ahead, and although it's not applicable today, and he goes ahead and he's makdish it anyway, so then we had a discussion regarding if there's going to be Kedusha. Now, Reb Shimon's opinion that was quoted in the Braisa, different than the case that Reb Shimon was quoted in our Mishnah, says that there's not going to be Kedusha, not by Bikurim, and not by the Shkalim. Now, the question the Gemara is asking now is, why is there a difference between Shkalim and the case of the Revi'ah's Kesef of the Ger? And that is, from the case of Bikurim, there's no Kasha, because that is excluded from a Pasuk, that there's no Chaloi Shem of Bikurim at all today, because it has to be Lifnei HaBayis, it has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Kedusha whatsoever. But regarding Shkalim, the Gemara assumes right now that the reason why we said there's no Shkalim today is because of the Takala, because of the stumbling block. You can have these Chmatza shekels, which have Kedusha with the Beis HaMikdash for Gabonis, and there's no Beis HaMikdash to use it for, and therefore, if someone uses it, he's going to be misappropriating it. Now, if that's the case, so that should be the same thing as the Revi'ah of Kesef, of the Ger, where it's the same thing. It's an item that has Kedusha that's designated for the Beis HaMikdash. And if so, why don't we say that the Shkalim should be just like the Revi'ah of the Ger and have a Kedusha, at least B'di Evid, after the fact, although you shouldn't, because Takala, but after the fact, it should. So why does Reb Shimon differentiate between the Revi'ah of Kesef of Ger that says that it does have a Kedusha after the fact, and by Shkalim, he says even after the fact, it doesn't have a Kedusha? So he answered him, he said, Taman, over there by Shkalim, Lekach in Makdish in Leketchila. He says, you know why the reason we said that you should not be Makdish Shkalim initially when regarding the Shkalim, in other words, Bizman Hazeh, is Lefisha Mitzvah Lahakrav Mitrum Chadasha. The reason is because there's a mitzvah, which that is the mitzvah of the Machzah Shekel every year, is to bring it from the new Shkalim. But however, if you're going to designate now, every year, the Machzah Shekel, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, what's going to come out is that by the time the Beis HaMikdash is built, maybe the year is going to pass already, and it's going to be old Shkalim. And it's going to be old Shkalim, so then it's not applicable to be used anyways for the Karbanis. And that's why the Chacham were Masakin, that even B'di Eved, it will not have Kedusha, because anyway, it's not going to be purposeful in using it for the Machzah Shekel. However, but over here, regarding the Revi'ah of Kesef, what do you have to say? What would be the problem? Hayishanahi? You're going to say that, so it might also be old by the time you're going to bring it if you're a ger and the Beis HaMikdash is only built in another 2 years. But regarding other types of hekdesh, in other words, besides the Machzah Shekel, v'kinah shel ger, and according to for the case of the kinah of the ger, which is this Revi'ah of Kesef that he sets aside in the Tzarech Hadasha. It doesn't have to be new, it could be in 10 years from now. And therefore, Vim Hikdish, Kaddish, that's why if you make it Hikdish, it's going to be Kaddish In other words, b'di'evit, although we said like you shouldn't because they're kala, but b'di'evit, we have no reason to say there's not going to be because it would be purposeful because you could still bring it even if it's another 3 years from now. And that's what we said, if you did make it hekdesh, it will be kadesh. But by shkalm, we said, you know what, it's not going to be shkalm even b'di'evit mitzat takans chachamim because it's not purposeful anyway because by the time, if the year passes, it's going to already be old shkalm, it's not going to be able to be used anyway. Now that the Gemara asks, but why don't we leave the shkalim until the Beis HaMikdash is built, and then it's going to be new? Why is it old? So now the Gemara answers, Shema Yivna HaBayis Kavirshena, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built the way it was built the first time around. And that is going to be built in the first month of Nisan. V'titrim Trumas HaLishka Min HaDosha B'Zman HaBechad B'Nisan. And then what they're going to do is they're going to take up the Trumas HaLishka from the new shkalim in its time, which was always done on the first of Nisan. Now, what comes out is that anything that was donated before is already old shkalim. And that's why you can't go ahead and donate the shkalim, because again, it's going to be from the Yeshana. However, v'hacha, over here, regarding the case of the kin of the ger, so what's the problem? What's the concern? And therefore, it's going to be kaddish, as we said, that there's this fundamental difference between the two cases, shkalim and everything else. Everything else, yes, unless it has a mead from the Torah, like the case of Bikurim, it will have a kaddusha by the Eved, because it's purposeful, it could ultimately be brought. But the shkalim, we said that it has no purpose, because it's going to be old already by the time the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, and that's why we're going to make it that it has no kaddusha whatsoever. However, Halacha, the Gemara concludes and says, Rav Amnuna, Rav Adam Rahava, B'Shem Rav, says, Halacha Krib Shimon. Halacha follows Rib Shimon of our Mishnah, that Bikurim don't have Kedusha, however, Shkalim, after the fact, do have Kedusha, and so too the Kina of the Ger, that if he sets aside the Revius of Kesef, it will have Kedusha. Hanulach Perak Kala Reikin, we shall return to you, Perak Kala Reikin, the eighth Perak of Mesech the Shkalim, Uslikala Mesech the Shkalim, we have concluded Mesech the Shkalim.